Okay. So there's been a Thanksgiving holiday. It's been a short period of time where we haven't communicated. So how's everybody doing?
Doing okay. I am waiting for Corinne and Russ, unless Russ
Okay.
called in separately.
I'm on
Okay.
the phone. This is Russ. Corinne just stuck her head in the door. I guess she was trying to decide what room we were going to go to.
Okay. How you doing?
I can get on speaker with you guys in the other room. I'll come over.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know when everybody's ready to start, and we'll go ahead and kick this off. Okay. Well, Corinne, this is getting to be the real part of the education for you as well. So I'm glad that you're with everyone. So I always like to, again, start the call with your agenda first. I received your email, and I think we should spend a little bit of time discussing that, and then kind of go into the new materials, answer questions, and that sort of thing to kind of keep this momentum going. So, let's kind of start with what's on your agenda if it's a little different than what I wanted to talk about. So anything on your minds at the moment?
Probably niches. I think we need to kind of clarify that. I know we've had a couple of conversations, but probably need to narrow that down and
Okay.
clarify that. Let me see, homework from last time,
Okay.
ideal day. Ours looked a bit different, but so I don't know if that matters much.
Okay.
But anyway, I'd like input on how you think, I or we should maybe revise that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, that's
So that's the let's start with the schedule and the information that you all sent. Okay, so the first thing that happens is Corinne, you have to take over the scheduling of everything for these guys. So the model is kind of reversed, where they used to tell you what they were doing, and schedule things. Now you are to be in charge of the schedule and knowing when things can get slotted in. Once you initially come up with the framework together, then the next steps really are you kind of take it over. If a workout is scheduled for the same time each day, that goes into the schedule. If there's lunch appointments, that goes into the schedule. A couple of real critical things that, just my observation is we've got to build a framework around client communication and prospecting time. While initially, you're not filling up the slots, but later you've got to really fill up the slots. So, I look at this and I say, well, when does the cash register ring in terms of client communications, client agendas, so on and so forth? So, for example, and I'll flip back, happen to have Russ's in front of me. I look at, is this a January calendar,
I
Russ?
just put the first, yeah, I picked the first week of the month just as a template. I mean, first week of the first month of the year.
Okay. All right. So obviously, you know, New Year's Day, you're not working. So now we come into that first week as an example, and I'm looking at that, and maybe your you know, colleagues want to look along with you if you have it. But so Tuesday, for example, I would say there ought to be a 10-minute huddle with the team members each day, okay? And one day is a more lengthy meeting lasting anywhere from 30 minutes to a full hour, depending upon the agenda items that you all establish. And the agendas should be established and received by, I'm going to say, no later than Thursday, so that everybody has the time to think thoughtfully. So when you come into the meeting, you're not talking off the cuff. You're really talking about execution. Okay? So I'd like you to kind of think about that there's a 10-minute huddle that occurs with the vice president of brand, which is Corinne, and yourselves. And so it might go something like this.
Are you talking on the Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm talking on any day of the week. There's a 10-minute huddle with the team first thing in the morning, where you come together. What do you have going on today? What are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish for the day? Corinne says, look, I've got a couple of pending things with Mrs. Jones, you know, Rodney, that I've got to take care of today. Here are your four folders. You know, the clients are scheduled on the calendar. And here are the a COI folder. You've got a meeting with, you know, Bill Edwards later on in the afternoon, so on and so forth. And so you all are going through your agendas for the day, and any items that are critical that need to be addressed, everybody knows about it. Okay. So that's the 10-minute huddle. You close out, and you go to work. Okay? And when I look at the work day, for example, where you say education, I don't see any time frames, but, you know, I am a believer that, you know, one has to stay up to speed on the knowledge, on the business. So any nuances, anything that needs to be reviewed, but the mornings should be spent in, you know, the client prep to client contact, and most of the prospect contact probably takes place in the afternoon. However, you know, that's dependent upon when people are on the schedule. So, you know, the critical thing is that facing time with people. Once we start really moving into client acquisition, that's going to get filled up fairly quickly. So you need to make sure that you are blocking out the time for that, even though you're not ready today to fill in all the blanks. Okay. So lunches. And I see that you have lunch of strategic intent. So tell me what you mean by strategic intent.
Okay, so what I meant by strategic intent is something that drives the revenue on the long term. So in other words, I do go to wholesaler meetings and things like that a lot at lunch, and I was thinking I need to use that hour to be with a client and a client's friend or be with a COI or something that has strategic intent in terms of building the business.
Okay. Okay.
Lunch and learn would be one of those two. That's something that
okay.
I do.
Okay. Good. So
more leverage, so I'm still talking, so I keep cutting you off.
No problem. Okay. I get it.
I'm thinking social engagement, leverage, and influence.
Okay. All right. I think that time has to be scheduled. So the good thing about breakfast and lunch versus doing some of that late in the afternoon, especially with centers of influence, is they got things to do, you got things to do, and there's a finite time frame where it's going to be over. And that's why I kind of like the breakfast coffee along with a lunch for those periods of time. Okay. Mastermind group meetings. You don't have one yet, but you'll need to be establishing one of those once a month. And so, Corinne, because you've been participating on the calls, you know what COI meetings are, prospect client meetings, mastermind groups, any charitable endeavors, and how that relates to what you're trying to do. And so there should be a folder for each of these meetings. So if Rodney or Ray say, look, I've got an appointment on Thursday with John Smith, one of the things that you're going to do is reach in, provide the folders for that day for all of the client meetings. You are going to send out a reminder email that there is a lunch scheduled with, Ray or Rodney on that particular day and time. So what it does is it cuts down on the constant perpetual reschedules and things falling through the cracks. And you should be doing that by way of reminder 4 to 5 days prior to the meeting. Okay. So that's why everything has to kind of come through you. You're going to be able to let these individuals know when the time is available for them to do certain things. And so what they're going to do is they may be out on an appointment and they say, look, I want you to meet Mary Smith. And their response to the COI is, I would love to meet Mary Smith. Do you think we can schedule a breakfast or lunch meeting next week so that you can make the personal introduction? He says, yes. Let me check the schedule with my assistant and see if we can pull that together. Your Corinne then says, I've got, Friday or Thursday on the 11th available. Would you like that date? And she puts that into the calendar. And she builds it around all the initial client calls that you have, so that there's no conflict. Okay. So when you all have your huddle up session every morning, you're going to be reviewing the events for the day. Now, once a week, I don't know what day that you all will select, but on a Monday or a Friday, you're going to come together and you're going to look at the results from the previous week. How many appointments did we have? How many were kept? How many plans did we execute on? You know, you're going to go to the game board, and then you're going to review your schedule for the upcoming week, and you're going to talk about where you see gaps in your schedule, where you see gaps in your business. You're going to talk about where each of you need to be supporting each other in certain areas that are a little open-ended, okay? And so you should start to have that dialogue now. And then it'll get better as you go on. So, you know, at the end of, so for example, if you had this meeting on Friday, it would be looking at your game board, how many client meetings or calls did we have? How many client reviews did we have? How many financial plans were done? How many implementation discussions were had? How many prospects did we get in front of? And, you know, did we hit our targeted goals for meeting with centers of influence? Okay. Now,
is that something that I think I kind of know all of those, but I want to make sure we don't miss any of those. Where do I get that list of things that you think we should be measuring?
Okay. So that discussion comes with it's a game board discussion, and I probably am jumping a little ahead of myself where, you know, it's not something that we've covered thus far, but it's in the manual, and I can't recall the page of the specific chapter, but maybe by the time this call is over, we'll get into it. So, you know, just, you know, apologize for that. But it's basically just a checklist of things you want to go through, but you can make your own checklist. It's those critical things that you want to measure yourself on, okay? So what happens is, you know, folks kind of start to measure themselves maybe once a month or once a quarter in terms of what they're supposed to accomplish. I want you to start measuring, you know, your activities, and then I want you to measure your revenue generated, your business annuitization, you know, your household growth. You know, there are going to be a number of metrics that you want to put together, but what drives the metrics are the activities. So you first have to, you know, start looking at measuring the activities, and then it's going to lead to you being able to measure the revenue impact and business annuitization impact. Okay? But excellent question, my friend. Excellent question. Okay. So that's kind of how these schedules and calendars have to be retooled. Now, let me see if I can for a moment. So I'm not here to criticize your schedule, but to merely, you know, get you to bring them in to focus on your whole 12-4-2 concept. Okay. All right. Let's look at Rodney's for a moment. If I can pull that up on my my email. Because I saw it yesterday. Okay, ideal week. All right. So, on Mondays you have the team meeting scheduled. Okay, 8 to 9, that's good. Then you prep work for the week, 1 month out. 12 to 1:30, you're engaged in your workout, and hopefully you squeeze a little meal in there. 1:30 to 3:30, plans. 3:45 to 5:30, work on client and prospect events. Okay. So one of the things that you have to bring into focus here is client-facing time, prospecting time. That's got to be put in there every day. Okay? And, you know, on Monday, rather than, let's say, if Monday's going to be your day for the team meeting, then, you know, you're going to need to, you know, prep the schedule as we discussed. Tuesdays,
so you don't think blocking a day for kind of prep, organization, firming up meetings, that kind of thing? I have typically tried to block Monday for that kind of thing. Do you think that's limiting the week too much, or just what is your thinking there?
I think you got to do the prep work, but I think you have to do that stuff, you know, off hours. The Corinne has got to take over the remember, you're going to already pre-do your agendas, and you're going to know the agendas of each of your clients. So a lot of what you have to be doing as you get busier is execution, okay? So if a client says, you know, you need to follow up, or there's some things that the client has to do, you're going to send out that executive summary, which is kind of a corollary to your question that you sent out to me earlier, is you're going to put in that executive summary. So when you get those four folders, it's going to have some things that need to be implemented and executed. That's your running list. And, you know, you're going to have to do prep work. I don't know when your prime time call time is, you know, during the week, but, you know, what I see here is that we don't have much in the way of client or prospecting facing time for the week. And I will tell you that I think that the client-facing time is probably got to be, and I'm going to just throw out a number here, your client and your prospect-facing time is probably got to end up being 4 hours a day. And the other 4 hours is spent on this other stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if I I may have jumped ahead. I've already got my clients and prospects in the scheduling tool. I mean, when I look at that, then I've got, you know, mornings and afternoons for client and prospect meetings, but I still really I left Mondays open. Right now I've got like 28, probably less than that, but I've got 28 clients that are going to be a part of the Supernova service model. Now I've got butlers, quite a bit more, but I've got a fair amount of prospects as well. So my actual scheduling tool has quite a bit more time, I believe. But I just, you know, right now, I just don't have that many clients that are going to fit in the Supernova model.
Right. So, yeah, and so here's the thing is this is what we're working toward. We're working toward building that in. And so I just want you to kind of have this vision for when things start really, you know, coming together for you, that, you know, you have freed, you've got that time where, you know, you're going to put that in the schedule. Your weekly calls, your weekly team meetings, you all are going to put together your 12 to 24-month agendas, okay? So, for the month of December, and I'm not putting you on the spot, what is your focused agenda for clients for the month of agenda? Obviously, it's whatever their agenda is, but there ought to be that one thing that you want to communicate about for the month of December. Can you tell me what that is?
Taxes.
Okay. So now you're building taxes in the discussion, and you're going to say the topic might be tax minimization, it might be funding IRAs, it might be 529 plans for the kids. Whatever that discussion is going to be, let's kind of narrow the scope of the topic. So the topic isn't taxes. The topic is about, it could be a discussion of the pending Tax Reform Act that's about to come. It could be, and how that might impact you and how we need to start to prepare. Because, you know, if people start wiping out, I know out in California, if they start limiting the deduction, interest deduction to $500,000 on a piece of real estate, there's going to be a whole lot of tax issues that people are going to face with property values out here. And if they eliminate or reduce the property tax deduction, then that's going to be some impact. So how do we help our clients, you know, begin to prepare for that? And perhaps you're getting commentary, you're getting feedback from your research analyst in your firm that are discussing that. And then you go back and you say, hey, this is what our research is having discussions about, and these are some of the things that we can do to prepare for it. And as I looked at your financial plan, this is exactly what we need to be doing. Okay, so that becomes a topic of discussion, as an example. Okay? Do you follow
me? Can I back up? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think I need to change my paradigm on meeting prep. It sounds like rather than, you know, doing all the prep, because, you know, I take far too long right now. Our part of it is because our financial planning system and capabilities, our software is just not ideal. It takes longer.
Okay.
But so I'm spending way too much time on prep, and so having that, you know, if I've got five or six meetings that week, I mean, it takes a lot of time for Corinne as well you know, to get ready. So having consistent deliverables would really help. But it sounds like you're saying save most of the time for the week for other things, prospecting, client facing, or calls, and do all the prep after hours, or it's kind of done after meetings because okay. we're taking notes and kind of proactively prepping for the next meeting? Am I along?
Exactly.
Okay.
So I think you have to schedule administrative time and have an administrative agenda, okay? So maybe the administrative time happens between, you know, the, you know, 4 and 5:30, whatever. Right now, because you've got space in the agenda, you or in your schedule, you can do that. But later, you know, this is what I envision. I envision walking into your office at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you got your coffee, you got your donut or your smoothie, whatever, and the team is huddling up and having its 10-minute session. Your folders are on your desk, and you start your calls. The appointments are already scheduled. The email announcements, reminders have gone out. And you know those four clients that you're going to be speaking to that day. And in addition to, you know, looking at their accounts, there could be some rebalancing, there could be some things that need to be implemented in terms of the financial plan. And then there's your agenda focus, which is your discussion of how the Tax Reform Act could impact. Already rehearsed, already practiced with a call to action. Send out
hey,
an
Curtis?
Executive summary? Yeah, sure.
So. Okay, so this is Russ. So I think... Yeah, I'm definitely having some paradigm shifts too. So what you're saying, like when I thought what I was using December for was end of year concept, what you're really saying is way too small-minded. It's more, it's big picture, macro thinking, not obvious, bring up what's changing in the world and how it impacts their plan, much bigger idea than, you know, do this or sell tax loss harvesting, that kind of thing. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I'm saying, look, you're going to do, I want you to be able to have a specific agenda each month with new ideas that haven't been thought about, okay? So one month you might be having discussions on long-term care. Another month, the topic might be on mortgage refinance so that they understand you're in that business. Now, in addition to that, you're going to take care of any of the things, any of the recommendations that you have for that client. Okay?
Okay.
But there's going to be a focused agenda each month. So call it step one, step two. Step one, what's your focused agenda? Step two, what are the immediate issues associated with the client? And add a third, which is, which should actually go to the top of the food chain, which is what's on your minds? What have you been thinking about? I always like to start my calls with your agenda first, Mr. Jones. Okay? That's how it should go.
Okay, so then the second concept, just to make sure I understand, what you're basically saying on our when we do our schedule, you're saying that basically we're a performer on TV. When we show up, if our calls start at 9, teleprompter, our folders pop up, and we basically perform for the next so many hours.
exactly.
taking our notes and passing them off, but we're performing is what you're saying.
Right.
Right.
You're going to take notes. You're going to take notes based on the feedback that they give you. You're going to take those notes, put it in your folder, okay? You're going to, you know, I'm in favor of, I type my own emails, okay? I don't, like, prepare something, which is extra work, and then go type it, put it in an email, then send it out. I type my email, copy Corinne. Corinne takes it, sticks it in the customer's folder, which is there for the next call. So a week prior to, let's say, Thursday on the 11th, you've got a call with Mary Smith. Corinne is sending out the email and the agenda of what's going to be discussed, okay? Just bullet points, nothing long, okay? Just a reminder. And then you've got that same agenda in front of you when you open up the folder. And you're ready to go.
Okay.
And so right now, if there's 20 or 30 relationships, that only happens once per month. Okay? And remember, it's 12 contacts, 4 appointments, with 2 of them being in person. 1 hour response to problems, intergenerational planning, and a financial plan. Okay. With 2 of those appointments being in person and the other 2 being phone. So that's what you'll be working into your schedule. That's how it all comes together. How's that resonate with you guys?
Sounds ideal.
That makes sense.
Okay. Okay. So that's what you're working toward. And that's why we're freeing up the time now, getting organized so that we can do that. And when we start executing on this, we're going to double your production within 12 to 18 months because you're going to be busy on more client-facing time. Okay. All right. So the next thing I wanted to do, so I'd like you to just think about your schedules in that kind of manner. You know, your energy is high probably the early part of the day. And that's when you want to spend your client-facing and prospecting time. And remember, the prospects are all personal introductions. So when we say prospecting, you know, it is clearly personal introductions, those meetings, then later it's getting them on the 90-day free look. Yeah, I'm going to treat you as if you were a client for the next 90 days. And if between now and that time frame you elect to do business with me, then number one, I'll be very, very thankful. And number two, I'll be ecstatic to be able to work with you. Okay? All right. Now, we're getting into these folders. So I'm going to move toward some of the things that we have to talk about. The mini me folders, contents, client information in front. Okay, so you can look at that. You can look at that client, where they work, how many kids they got, basic information. The notes on the client are in the back. You know, 12/15, 2017. We discuss the following. And the meeting agendas of what should be discussed, okay, are going to be in there. And keep in mind that you're going to have an agenda and you're not going to get through it all. Okay? You might, But oftentimes, what you don't get to get moved over to the next month. Okay? Review the contents prior to the call with your client, just to kind of get yourself familiar. And that's going to take you guys probably all of like 5 or 10 minutes. Okay. You're going to have a section on referrals given and received. Okay? Because we haven't even begun to talk about how you extract the referrals and get the real personal introductions yet. So you need to have a section on that. So that's called the mini-me folder. That's your folder. That's the one that Corinne is going to be handing to you each day. Okay. Item 2, the contents of the client folder. You're going to have the team information and the team brochure. You're going to have a notes section where the client can take notes. So you say, look, Mary, you know, sometimes in between our calls, you might see something on the news. You might read something in the newspaper. You know, maybe a life event changes, whatever. Make a note and put it on one of the topics that you'd like to discuss so that when we have our scheduled call, you just pull out your folder and we'll go through it together. It'll have your executive summary in there that we send to you. So that should be in there. And the meeting agenda that Corinne has sent out with the bullets will be in there. The investment ideas or recommended portfolio changes will be in there. Referrals sent and thank you responses, they're going to put that in their folder. And it's a reminder that you're still accepting referrals. So when they go through their folder each time also, they're going to see that little referral sheet in there, and they're going to see, wow, you know what? My service level has been elevated. These guys are just all over it. The communication is outstanding. We're getting things done. You know, I really want to introduce them to my friends, my neighbors, my church members. Okay, the 5 folders plus your center of influence folders enable you to build your ideal day. So that's why you're struggling with your ideal day right now, is you don't know what those agendas are just yet. So, you know, the COI gets a folder. Okay, and I've repeated this, the prospects get one too. Now, so with the inverted pyramid that we talked about, your VP of brand is now switched at the top. All the actions and activities go through Corinne. So it's the dental office analogy. Who's in charge of all the appointments, the schedule, and everything when you go into the dentist's office? It's not the dentist. Okay. So you are going to focus your energy on what matters most. And what matters most is your client relationships and revenue generation. Your VP of brand knows what you're doing each day. They help you in preparing for your annual reviews. They schedule all appointments, email, send out agendas. This eliminates phone tag. So in other words, I don't want you on the – okay, go ahead.
I wanted to just stop a second, if we could, because Corinne, you know, is supporting other people and currently, you know, has just a lot of different directions. I just wanted to kind of get some feedback from her on how she felt about this. Does it sound palatable?
Overwhelming. Overwhelming.
I mean, it'll definitely be a challenge to add, you know, more stuff to my everyday kind of schedule. But.
Well, I'm wondering, like a lot of the, like the emails, agendas, and things like that, we should really be doing those for you. So it's not like you would have to create something. You would
right.
just send out,
yeah,
the reminders. When they need to be done. And you're saying send reminders out a month ahead?
No. You know, you're going to be communicating with the client to figure out what that day is going to be, but the email reminder is just a reminder that there's an upcoming meeting, you know, next week on Thursday. So when you think about it with, if you circle through 28 clients a month, that's 28 days, that's 28 emails, that is pretty much going to be one email a day in advance when you think of it that way.
Well, and then the butlers, we'll add those in as well, but that's, you know, once a quarter. And
right.
then that's just mine. That's not Russ's as well.
That's right.
Okay.
And the agenda for the clients are going to be in your folders.
Okay. COI, how about prospects, COIs? Would she do those as well?
Yep.
Those meetings? Okay.
That's right. Now, look, eventually, what's going to happen to be a horizontal team or a vertical team, and the team leader, you know, has to assist and make sure that this ship is running smooth along with your VP of brand, that these are the things that get organized, that get done. Now, eventually, you know, I envision that you reach a point where Corinne just works for two people. And we can talk about how you might negotiate that with your manager at a future point in time. Okay?
Corinne may run out the door yelling and screaming with that thought, I'm afraid.
Meaning that you'd like that, or?
Well, may depend on the day.
Okay.
I don't want to actually ask that question. I'm a little afraid of the answer.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I can tell you that.
Okay. But what we're going to have to do, you know, managers, leaders, because I ran branches and regions, you know, we want to know that we got a couple of guys that are out there stretching, driving it, making it happen. And if they're doing that, we want to support them. Okay? All right. Building your pipeline. Let's just kind of review that for a little bit. And I'm going to be done here in 5 minutes. Well, maybe. So building your pipeline. Remember, 90 is the maximum number of prospects. This is where you'll spend half your day. Because you can get your client calls done in like, once you start getting 4 to 5 a day scheduled, you'll probably finish that in 2 hours a day. Okay? So you got the rest of the day to kind of focus on your prospecting efforts. They've got to be within your target minimum, and I noticed that you guys have begun to really establish your numbers, your absolute minimums. You're going to build your prospect folders, build your mini-me folders, place it into the scheduler, start with your current list of pre-qualified prospects, and these are going to be people that come to you via a number of areas, okay? Centers of influence. Remember, they like you, they trust you, they send you unsolicited referrals. So you may have some natural centers of influence. They may be professional due to their position. You need at least, you know, start moving toward getting six. We started off trying to get to three down, you know, moving toward four, and then, you know, you're going to ultimately move toward six. You're going to treat them differently. You're going to meet with them monthly. You're going to build a folder for them. You're going to have an agenda. Okay. It may be that partner in a law firm. It may be the CPA in a CPA firm. They got clients, you got clients, so on and so forth. You're going to train them on Supernova once you get it down. Enthusiastically endorsed model. And this is when you're talking to clients and you're trying to get an idea of who their advisors are. And you're going to say things like, oh, I see you're working with John Smith CPA. Can you enthusiastically endorse John Smith? They may say, I only hear from John Smith once a year, tax time. He does my taxes, and that's it. And you're going to say, well, are you engaged in any kind of mid-year review, any kind of discussions to prepare? And she says, no. Okay. Or they may say, he's fabulous. But what you're trying to figure out is you're going to arm yourself with a Rolodex of couple lawyers, couple CPA, people that can be enthusiastically endorsed. You know, my clients think highly of you. They build a serious long-term relationship. So these are people that have the potential to send millions of dollars your way. And the way that you interact with these centers of influence, you establish a meeting, you invite them to meet your team. The five-star model is presented by each team member, you know, your whole concept of 1242 and how each of the team members interface with the model. You're going to visit their business and meet their support team. You're going to establish the enthusiastically endorsed model. You know, Mr. CPA, can you enthusiastically endorse, you know, this lawyer? Can you enthusiastically endorse this realtor? You're going to give that CPA a folder. You're going to educate them. You're going to hold joint meetings. You're going to meet with them monthly, client recognition meetings. The goal is an introduction. They're going to become kind of a member, a collaborative member of your extended team. They also get an executive summary. Look, appreciate our meeting. Thought it went well. Enjoyed meeting Jenny and Bill, other members of your team. And we agreed that we would spend a few sessions reviewing our business model concept with you. Boom. Okay. That's it. That's how that works. And when it's working well, and it's honed in, and you've got six of these going, it's going to be unbelievable in terms of the growth of your business.
Curtis, who all should we communicate our niche and target minimums to, so people will know specifically who we're looking for?
You got to communicate that to your centers of influence, okay? And you got to communicate it to the clients that you're working with, okay? So once you have the clients fully onboarded, they are over the top about your new model and the contact, that's the time to start to bring it up. You know, you just had a review and things are going well, that's the time to bring it up. Now, so your niche markets, you're going to get into them either because of your personal circumstances, client referral, or center of influence referral, social media. It's a little bit premature still because we haven't got into the big discussion about client acquisition just yet. So keep thinking about that, but we'll get into the whole prospecting client development methodologies very soon. Right now, I just want you to begin to get familiar with structure and pipeline.
Okay.
Okay.
Any directional thought, you know, how we should be looking at the niches? I know we've talked about that quite a bit, but
if
you saw anything else?
Yeah, I would say whatever niche that you, the ones that you've selected, and I've seen some of the things that you both have sent, I want you to be able to really understand that niche, okay? So if they're business owners, there's got to be a trade journal in the business that they're in. You should probably be looking at Entrepreneur magazine, where, you know, you're pulling out an article of relevance that this person needs to, that you could share with that particular market. So I want you to begin to get familiar with everything that you can about that particular market. Let me give you a really good example. I have a very good friend, former CFO at AAA. He's decided to go on his own as a consultant. So he aligned himself with a CFO organization called CFOs to Go. These guys cross-refer among themselves, number one, but he's elected to specialize in the agriculture and the wine industry, okay? So he goes to all the wine events, he goes to the symposiums, he's meeting all these vintners, and he sends out a blog now to these individuals and is having one-on-one meetings and is now developing consulting engagements and comes in and acts as the CFO, interim CFO, for a vintner. So if you are going after that as a niche market, you would also want to establish this person as a center of influence to help you get in, right? Because they're engaged. They know a lot about that industry. They can help you. So now you're learning. You might be going to some of the little symposiums. You know, there's all kinds of journals and wine enthusiasts and all of this stuff to kind of get educated on that market so that you're very, very fluent. So now you're doing a deeper dive on that niche than just saying on the surface, I understand what they do. There's also another person who trains these vintner staff on how to position their wines, sell their wines, so on and so forth, and has developed an educational format. So it would seem that you would want to maybe, you know, get introduced and partner with that person as all this kind of comes together. Then there's this other guy that does M&A deals in that industry who also could be part of that whole network. You see where I'm going? It's just like, you know, it's this one person and then it's the next one. It just can go on when you're doing the deep dive this way. So that's kind of how I want you to treat kind of a niche market.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Absolutely.
You know, all of a sudden now, you're not just, you know, the advisor that's got, a profile, a repertoire of a variety of investments, but you know their business. And you're helping them grow. So I keep telling you, we get more of this when we get into client acquisition. You're going to say, oh, man, you know, I don't want to overwhelm or underwhelm, but we're going to get to a lot of those discussions. Okay. I always enjoy speaking with you. Any more questions, email me and digest this. And let's see, via homework for this coming week. Create your personalized content for the folder system. If you go into the back of your manual, there's a whole section on content. Can use some of your imagination and creativity there. Review the inverted pyramid concept with the staff, which we kind of did on the phone. Segment the clients. Begin to articulate the supernova concept, because all of this helps drive your business. Start thinking about goals. There's still a point at which I want to take you through this web application. And start jotting down some notes into that business plan document that I have shared with you. Okay? All right. So, look, you all hang in there, and I always enjoy speaking with you. It's a pleasure. So have a great day. Great week.
Thank you, Kurt. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.